one, two, three heaters. We've discovered what is wrong with them, and the spare parts are ordered. So next week they should be up and working. Amen.
हामीले भर्खर यो हिटरमा हामीले भर्खर यो तिनवटा हिटरमा चाहिँ के प्रब्लम भएको रहेछ थाहा पायौँ अनि हामीले त्यसको लागि पार्टहरू अर्डर गरेको छौँ. अब 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 अर्को हप्तासम्म भित्रमा हुन्छ होला, त्यसको लागि प्रार्थनामा पनि गरिदिनुहोस् होला.
Amen. Praise God. So next week you'll be able to come in your summer clothing.
अर्को हप्तामा भयो भने तपाईँहरू समरको लुगा लगाएर आउनुहुन्छ होला गर्मी भएर.
No, stay as you are. Praise God. My subject or the title today is Life is like a jigsaw.
आज मेरो यो वचनको विषय चाहिँ हाम्रो जीवन चाहिँ एउटा पजल जस्तै हो.
Life is like a jigsaw. Who likes to make jigsaws?
कसलाई त्यो पजलहरू जोड्न मनपर्छ हात उठाउनुहोस् जिग्सोमा.
Yeah? You do? Oh, great. Fantastic. Anybody else like doing jigsaws?
कसलाई त्यो गर्न मन छ हात उठाउनुहोस्.
Huh? Francis, you like doing? No. Okay.
He loves it.
Yeah, I know. When he says no, I know it means yes. What do I mean when I say life is like a jigsaw?
मैले तपाईँहरूलाई हाम्रो लाइफ एउटा पजल जस्तो भन्दा चाहिँ के भन्न खोजेको
हो? Many pieces in a jigsaw.
तपाईँहरूले त्यो पजलमा हिँड्नु भन्दा छुट्टा छुट्टै त्यो पार्टहरू हुन्छ नि.
Different shapes, different sizes.
छुट्टा छुट्टै सेपहरू हुन्छ, छुट्टा छुट्टै साइजहरू हुन्छ.
Different colors, different patterns.
छुट्टा छुट्टै रङहरू हुन्छ, छुट्टै छुट्टै पाराको हुन्छ.
I have a jigsaw here.
मेरो हातमा चाहिँ यो चाहिँ एउटा त्यस्तै एउटा पजल हो.
See, this is a completed one.
यो चाहिँ मैले जोडेर कम्प्लिट बनाएको एउटा पजल हो.
Can you see over there?
तपाईँहरू सबैले देख्न सक्नुहुन्छ.
But when you look on the screen there,
तर तपाईँले स्क्रिनमा हेर्नुभयो भने,
that's how you often get a jigsaw. It's in pieces, isn't it?
तपाईँले किन्दाखेरि त्यसरी पाउनुहुन्छ प्रायः.
And then the challenge is then to begin to put it all back together.
अनि त्यसमा च्यालेन्ज चाहिँ के हो भने तपाईँले जोडेर त्यसलाई एउटा कम्प्लिट चित्र बनाउनु पर्ने हुन्छ.
And while we don't know Jesus, our lives are like jigsaws.
जब हामीले प्रभुलाई चिनेको हुँदैनौँ हाम्रो जीवन त्यस्तै हुन्छ.
Pieces can be all over the place.
हाम्रो त्यो कम्प्लिट चित्रको छुट्टा छुट्टै सबै ठाउँमा फाडिएको हुन्छ.
And we don't know what the picture really is.
अनि हामीलाई थाहा हुँदैन हाम्रो जीवनको चित्र के हो भनेर.
We don't know the full story behind it.
अनि हामीलाई थाहा हुँदैन हाम्रो जीवनको पुरै कथा के हो भनेर.
It is only when we begin to put the pieces in order.
त्यो चाहिँ तब मात्र थाहा हुन्छ जब हामीले हाम्रो त्यो टुक्रेको पिसहरूलाई जोडेर एउटा चित्र बनाउँदछौँ.
That we begin to see the full picture.
अनि त्यसपछि हामीले हाम्रो जीवनको पुरा चित्र देख्न सक्दछौँ.
Of the jigsaw.
त्यो पजलको.
I'm going to need some help at some stage.
मैले यो गर्नको लागि एकछिनमा हेल्प चाहिन्छ होला.
I always need help.
अनि मलाई सधैँ हेल्प चाहिरहेको हुन्छ.
Everybody needs help.
सबैलाई हेल्प चाहिरहेको हुन्छ.
We all need Jesus to help us along the way.
हामी सबैलाई प्रभु यीशुको मद्दत चाहिन्छ हाम्रो जीवनको लागि.
Our life is so much like a jigsaw, so many pieces, so many different shapes.
हाम्रो जीवन पनि यस्तो पजल जस्तो हुँदछ, धेरै चित्रहरू, धेरै प्रकारकाहरू, धेरै टुक्रेको कुराहरू.
And so often people get their lives in a mess.
अनि त्यसै कारणले गरेर धेरै मानिसले आफ्नो जीवन चाहिँ फाल्छ नराम्रो कुरामा अनि एउटा मेसमा.
And you know, if you want to know how your life should be,
अनि तपाईलाई थाहा छ तपाईहरुले आफ्नो जीवन कस्तो हुन मन छ भनेर बनाउनको लागि.
If you want to know what the picture for your life should be,
अनि तपाईलाई आफ्नो जीवनको चित्र कस्तो हो भनेर थाहा पाउनको लागि,
then we need to look into the Bible.
अनि त्यसको लागि चाहिँ हामीले बाइबल पढेर हेर्न पर्दछ.
We're going to turn to Genesis.
तपाईहरुसँग बाइबल छ भने उत्पत्तिमा पढौं.
Chapter 1.
उत्पत्तिको 1 मा पढौं होला.
And verse 26.
उत्पत्ति 1:1 22 मा, no, उत्पत्ति 1:26 मा.
Have you all found it? I know it's on the screen, but it's good to find it in your own Bible. You can write notes and you can underline. And God said, "Let us make man in our own image, after our likeness. And let them have dominion over the sea, over the fish of the sea, over the fowls of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth."
Fairy permission, Lipondoboy. Manisla Afne, Surma, Hamre Protiruma Banao, Tini Horule, Somundraka Macharu, Akaska Pongchiuru, Rapaline Poshuru, Jominka Chohol Gorne, Sobe Jontu Horumati, Odikar Gorun.
God said, "Let us make man in our own image."
Probably Pondoboy. Hamile manishale afne swarupma banam bhanera.
What did he mean?
And yo chai ke bhanna khojeko?
Did he mean just make a little frame that you and I have and just say that's similar to me?
Ani yo ke probably chai hamile euta frame matra banam bhanthyo je tapai ra ma sabai euta euta dekhina ko lagi banam bhanera bhaneko ho ta?
No, that's not what he meant.
Haina tyo bhaneko haina.
Because when he made man, he said he created him out of the dust of the earth. And he made this vessel out of the dust of the earth. And then God breathed into man. He breathed into man himself. Do you believe that? God breathed into man. He breathed himself into you and into you. Glory to God. When he created mankind, God put himself into us. And so when God began to meet with Adam and Eve in the garden, he would share with them something of himself. And he would listen to man sharing back to God. And so there was this relationship that was going on as a family. And so, man and God spent time together. And because in our lives there are so many different pieces. And each of these pieces, they're all connected together. They're different shapes. They're different sizes. They're different colors. Just like you and me. We're different shapes. Different size even. Different color. And yet every piece is needed. Every piece is needed. For For those that love to do jigsaws. The great achievement is when you get to that point of putting in the last piece. When it completes the picture and it is finished, when God created the earth and everything that is in it, all those many pieces, all those different shapes, all those different sizes, God looked at it and said, it is good. It is very good. All the pieces are in place. Everything is there. Everything is complete. And God was rejoicing. God was rejoicing. And said, just look. Just look at my creation. And God was excited with it. He, the Holy Spirit, was with him. Jesus was with him. And they were excited. God rejoiced. When we turn to Genesis chapter
2, Genesis chapter 2 and
verse 13.
Oh, sorry. Duiko unnais poltonu hola. Utpati duiko unnais.
Mic's gone off. No, it's up, so it's back on. And out of the ground the Lord called and formed every beast of the field and every fowl in the of the air and brought them unto Adam to see what he.
Yeah, you likhe kuchha. परमप्रभुले सबै वनपशु र आकाशका सबै पक्षीहरू भूमिबाट बनाएर मानिसले तिनीहरूलाई के नाम राख्दो रहेछ भनी हेर्न तिनीहरूलाई मानिस कहाँ ल्याउनु भयो.
This is God offering a partnership with humanity.
यो चाहिँ परमप्रभुले आफ्नो सम्बन्ध मानिसहरूलाई देखाउनको लागि त्यो गर्नुभएको थियो.
This is God in partnership with humanity, with mankind.
यो चाहिँ प्रभु परमप्रभु.
This is God saying, I love you. And this is God saying, I need you. It says there, and whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. And Adam gave names to all the cattle and to the fowl of the air and every beast of the field.
र यहाँ लेखिएको छ र मानिसले हरेक प्राणीलाई जे जे नाउँ दिए त्यही त्यही नै त्यहाँको त्यसको नाउँ भयो.
So Adam is there naming things, the creatures with God, and God is saying, yes, that's a good name. We'll call it that.
यहाँ चाहिँ हामी के देख्छौँ भने यहाँ चाहिँ आदमले अब प्रभुले बनाएको कुराहरूलाई उसले नाम दिने मौका पाएको छ त्यो देखेको छौँ हामीले यहाँ.
And so there's this relationship going on with God the Father and Adam. We read in Genesis that later on God in the evening comes into the garden and sits and begins to communicate with Adam.
And
Every evening, he comes and he talks with Eve in the garden. How wonderful. He doesn't leave you out. You belong to him. Male and female belong to him. And God enjoys this conversation. God enjoys coming and sitting amongst his people and spending time with them. And getting amongst them and listening to them and talking to them. So often we say, in every man and in every woman and in every child, in every man and every woman and every child, we often say there is a space missing, a void, which is a God void.
And hami, that's loud, isn't it? And hami hinu bhaniyabo. Eura purush hos, eura stri hos, eura sano nani hos, eura thulo manchi hos. Josko ma apni hos. Tya usko jivan bidrachi. Eura isto khali pona josto undacha. Julachi hami prabhu ko khali pona bandacham.
And it's true. There is a void.
And the sacho, there is a khali pana cha hamro hriday bhitra.
There's a void, and the only piece that will fit in that void is has an exact shape, size, and colour.
And jun jiti hamro khali pana bhitra fit hune chhe chitra chhi param prabhule hamlai dinu bhayeko cha.
And that shape, size, and colour is Jesus.
अनि त्यो हाम्रो खालीपना भित्रमा फिट हुने साई शेप जी परम प्रभु येशु ख्रीष्ट हुनुहुन्छ।
But let me tell you this.
म तपाईलाई यो भन्न चाहन्छु।
Every one of us came out of God.
हामी सबैहरू परम प्रभुबाट आउनु भएको हो।
You came out of God.
तपाईहरू परम प्रभुद्वारा आउनु भएको हो।
So God, if you and you and you don't connect with God, he's missing a piece.
र जब तपाईहरु परम प्रभुसँग कनेक्ट हुनु भएको हुन्न यो हाम्रो चित्रको जस्तै एउटा पीस मिस भएको जस्तै त्यस्तो मिस हुन्छ।
He's missing his family.
परम प्रभुले आफ्नो फ्यामिलीलाई मिस गरेको जस्तो मिस गर्नु हुन्छ तपाईले।
His family is not complete.
परम प्रभुले तपाईलाई कम्प्लिट हुन चाहनु भएको छ।
It's like the story of the father, of the prodigal son. And he goes off with all his money into a strange country. And he's got all his friends because he's got lots of money. And they look at him and think, oh, you're wonderful. And they say, oh, you've got a nice car. We can go partying together because you can afford to take us out. And he has all these friends who want to go partying with him. And they're having a great time. He's buying all the drinks. He's buying all the food. He's buying all the drugs. And they're having a great time. And then one day, his money runs out. And the moment his money runs out, so do his friends.
and they go and find somebody else. This young man's now left with no friends. He's left with nothing in his bank. His life is wrecked. All the pieces of his life are scattered all over the place. And he goes to some of his so-called friends and he says, "Will you help me?"
And he knows his so-called friends, and he says,
"You say I don't know you."
And his friends said,
"Go away.
Go
away.
Go away."
So in the end, he resorts to a great difficult situation where he goes to a farmer who has pigs.
अनि उसको जीवनमा जो यस्तो गिरिसकेको थियो उसँग केही सहायता पनि थिएन र उसँग उसलाई सहयोग गर्ने कोही पनि थिएन अनि उ जीवनमा अति हार खाएर उ एउटा फार्मरकोमा जान्दछ किसानीकोमा अनि उसको त्यो त्यहाँ उ त्यो उसको पिगहरू पिग फार्मकोमा जान्दछ उ
Now remember, he's a good Jewish boy.
तपाईले याद गर्नुभयो भने उ एकदमै राम्रो जिविस केटा थियो
And pigs are unclean.
अनि तपाईहरुले अब तपाईहरुले बाइबलको कथाहरु सुन्नु भएको छ भने ज्युइस ट्रेडिसनमा चाहिँ त्यो पिगहरु सुँगुरहरुलाई चाहिँ एकदमै नराम्रो एकदमै फोरी एकदमै उ त्यो तलको रूपमा हेरिन्थ्यो
डोन्ट गो नियर द पिग डोन्ट टच द पिग
सुँगुरहरुको छेउमा नजा सुँगुरहरुलाई छुनु हुन्न भनेर ज्युइस मानिसहरुले भन्थे
एन्ड देयर ही इज फीडिंग पिग्स
अनि त्यो मानिस त्यो यङ केटा जुन चाहिँ पैसा खर्च गर्दै हल्लिँदै हिँडेको थियो त्यो चाहिँ अहिले त्यही पुगेको छ त्यही सुँगुरहरूको फार्ममा
He's sleeping with them.
उ सुँगुरहरूसँग सुतिरहेको छ
He's even eating the pig food.
उले चाहिँ सुँगुरको खाना सम्मत खाइरहेछ
His life has got to that place from being a rich lifestyle now to a place of eating pig's will
उसको जीवनमा चाहिँ यस्तो ठाउँमा पुगेको छ कि पैसा भएर एकदमै धनीको छोरा धनी केटा अहिले आएर चाहिँ सुँगुरको बस्ने ठाउँमा सुँगुरसँगै सुत्ने सुँगुरले खाएको खानासम्म खाने ठाउँमा पुगेको छ
Jesus as he tells the story says suddenly the man came to his senses
अनि यो चाहिँ प्रभु येशू ख्रीष्टले आफ्नो चेलाहरूलाई बाडेको कथा थियो अनि त्यतिबेला चाहिँ प्रभु येशू ख्रीष्टले यो भन्नुहुन्छ
And I'll tell you why he came to his senses
प्रभु येशू ख्रीष्टले यो भन्नुभएको थियो त्यति बेला उसको दिमागमा उसले एक्कासी सोच्न थाल्यो अनि म तपाईँहरूलाई भन्न चाहन्छु उसले कसरी एक्कासी त्यति बेलै सोच्न थाल्यो भनेर
Because in a distant country
किनकि ऊ जब टाढेको देशमा बसेको थियो
was his father
अनि उसले टाढाबाट हेर्दा उसले आफ्नो बुवाको देश देख्यो
Every day looking for him and praying for him that God would bring him home safe
अनि किन त्यसो भएको थियो भने त्यो उसको बुवाले चाहिँ आफ्नो छोराको लागि दिनदिनै मेरो छोरा मेरो घरमा फिर्ता आओस् मेरो छोराले प्रभु चिनोस् भनेर प्रार्थना गरिरहन्थ्यो
His father would spend hours praying for him and looking for him in the distance to see if he was returning or not
उसको बुवाले चाहिँ दिनदिनै प्रार्थना गर्थ्यो आफ्नो छोराको लागि अनि बाटोमा कुरिरहन्थ्यो मेरो छोरा कहिले फर्किँदै आउँछ मेरो छोरा कहिले आउँछ होला भनेर
Jesus tells the story that one day in the distance he sees the shape and form of a young man
अनि त्यहाँ प्रभु येशू ख्रीष्टले जब यो कथा पारिरहनु भएको थियो उहाँले भन्नुहुन्छ जब एक दिन उसको बुवाले टाढोबाट हेरिरहेको थियो त्यहाँ एउटा सानो एउटा सेप आफ्नो छोराको सेप जस्तो आइरहेको देख्नुभयो भनेर भन्नुभयो
अनि रेकग्नाइजेस हिम
अनि ऊ टाढोबाट आउने बित्तिकै उसको बुवाले उसलाई चिनिहाल्यो
He sees him that it is his own son and he begins to run towards him
उसले आफ्नो छोरा भनेर देखिहाल्यो र ऊ आफ्नो छोरा कहाँ दौडिन थाल्यो
And he says he runs towards him and he throws his arms around him.
अनि त्यसपछि त्यहाँ भनेको छ कि बुवा उसको बुवा दौडेर जानु भयो र आफ्नो हात फैलाएर आफ्नो छोरालाई अंगालो मार्नु भयो.
The young man stinks.
अनि त्यो यंग छोरा उसको गनाइरहेको छ.
He's covered in pig swill and pig sweat.
त्यो थाहा भयो त्यो यंग छोरा सुँगुरसँग सुतेर आएको छ.
And yet the father loves him.
तर ऊ जस्तो सुकै भए पनि उसको बुवाले उसलाई अझै माया
गरिरहन्छ
अनि भन्दछ यो मेरो छोरा मरेको थियो तर यो अहिले जिउँदो भएर आएको छ
And he prepares a banqueting table, he prepares a hot bath and a new cloak and a ring upon his fingers
अनि त्यसपछि उसको बुवाले उसलाई अब नुहाइदिएर उसलाई लुगा लगाइदिएर उसको हातमा औठी लगाइदिएर एउटा ठुलो एउटा पार्टी जस्तो अर्गनाइज गरेको छ.
God and he's restored back to his family.
अनि ऊ आफ्नो परिवारमा फेरि जोडिएको छ.
Jigsaws, all these pieces. This one's got a bit of a shape about it. A bit like our lives.
अनि यो हेर्नुभयो भने यहाँ छुट्टा छुट्टै चित्रहरू के छ अनि यस्तो हेर्नुभयो भने चाहिँ हाम्रो जीवन जस्तै हो.
Many of us, when we do jigsaws, I don't know about you, but we always start with the edges, don't we?
अनि हामीले तपाईँहरूले कसले यस्तो यो पहिला गर्नुभएको छ भने तपाईँले कताबाट सुरु गर्नुहुन्छ यो छेउछेउको कुनाबाट सुरु गर्दै आउनुहुन्छ नि जोड्दै.
Unless you see something that, ooh, those go together. But most of the time you start with the edges and you begin to put in the boundaries.
तपाईँले अब थाहा छ भने चाहिँ छुट्टै हो, तर थाहा नहुँदा चाहिँ तपाईँहरूले पहिला सुरु गर्दा चाहिँ कुना कुनाबाट जोड्दै सुरु गर्नुहुन्छ.
So often we forget that the word of God comes to put boundaries in our lives to protect us and to guide us, to draw us closer to God.
अनि हामीले कहिलेकाहीँ बिर्सिँदछौँ कि प्रभुको वचनले चाहिँ के गर्दा भन्दछ कि प्रभुको वचनले चाहिँ हाम्रो जीवनमा पनि त्यस्तो कुराहरू ल्याइदिन्छ जुनले चाहिँ हामीलाई परिवर्तन गर्दछ र हामीले नबिग्रोस् त नराम्रो बाटोमा नहिँडोस् भनेर हामीलाई रोक्दछ.
You see, the world will try and put boundaries on your life.
तपाईँले सोच्नुभयो भने यो संसारले पनि तपाईँको जीवनमा त्यो बान्ड्रिजहरू त्यो राख्न खोज्दछ.
And often the boundaries can be all over the place.
अनि हाम्रो जीवनमा सबै ठाउँमा बान्ड्रिजहरू हुन सक्दछ.
You know, some people say, oh, it's okay to do drugs. It's okay to go and get drunk.
तपाईँले हेर्नुभयो भने कसैले अब रक्सी खान ठिकै हो, ड्रग्स खान ठिकै हो भनेर भन्दछ.
It's fine, that's a good boundary, you can enjoy that.
संसारले भन्दछ त्यो ठिकै हो, रक्सी खाऊ, ड्रग्स खाऊ, त्यो ठिकै हो, त्यसले केही पनि फरक पार्दैन भन्दछ.
Oh, there's a thought, you know, you need to go to school, you need to get an education, you need to pass your exams.
अनि यो पनि भन्दछ तिमी स्कुल जानु पर्दछ, तिमीले पढ्नु पर्दछ, तिमी एक्जाममा पास हुनु पर्दछ.
Go to university, get a good job.
युनिभर्सिटीमा जानु पर्दछ, राम्रो काम पाउनु पर्दछ.
And all these things begin to be pieces in the jigsaw of our lives.
अनि यिनीहरू सबै हेर्ने भने चाहिँ यिनीहरू सबै यो हाम्रो यो चित्रको टुक्राहरू जस्तै हो.
Find a nice girl, find a nice young man and marry them.
एउटा राम्रो केटा खोज, एउटा राम्री केटी खोज अनि उनीहरूलाई बिहा गर भनेर भन्दछ.
And so the story goes on and you begin to plan your life and you begin to put the pieces into your life.
अनि त्यस्तो हुँदा हुँदा हामी हाम्रो जीवनमा अघि बढ्दै जान्दछौँ अनि हामीले छुट्टा छुट्टै जीवनको भएको छुट्टा छुट्टै टुक्राहरू चित्रहरू हामीले जोड्दै अघि बढ्दै जान्दछौँ.
Francis, bring your piece, please.
तिम्रो पीस लिएर आऊ त यता.
Aaron, bring yours. I don't know who's got what piece. Go sit down somewhere over there. You can't find you can't find where your piece fits. Sit.
Oh, he's got it.
You got your piece. Got okay, well done, Aaron. Bring yours.
Charles,
come on. I don't know what you've got. I don't know who I gave what to. Go on, put it in. Oh, boy. You're just going to leave it there. Oh, you've got an easy piece.
Oh, he's done this before, have you?
He's done this before. You recognize it? Familiar, is it? And so we begin to put pieces together. And we begin to press in and keep doing this step by step.
अनि हामी जीवनमा अघि बढ्दै जान्छौँ अनि जोड्दै जान्छौँ एउटा एउटा गर्दै.
Mary, bring yours.
Maybe तपाईँ
आफ्नो. Alicia, bring yours. See where the... No, you.
Jordan, try it.
Don't get me doing everything. Come on. Glory to God.
त्यस कता जान्छ होला.
Where do you think it might fit?
Oh, she's found it.
Ah, well done. Well done.
Well done.
So you're putting pieces of your life, trying to put pieces of your life in order.
अनि हामी अब ट्राई गर्दछौँ हामी हाम्रो जीवनमा त्यो चित्रहरू जोडेर एउटा राम्रो चित्र बनाउनको लागि.
God wants to be involved in your life and in my life.
अनि त्यो चित्र जोड्नको लागि परमप्रभु येशू ख्रीष्ट हाम्रो जीवनमा आउन चाहनु भएको छ.
Some of our lives have got shattered pieces in them. God wants to put them back together. Come on, Esther, bring your piece. Bring your piece. I don't know where these pieces are. I don't know who's got what. See, great challenge now, you see, to find out where, which piece goes where. Oh, that looks like it might fit. No, it doesn't. And this is the now that... And so often in our lives, we try and make pieces fit. They look similar. Similar colour. We think, oh, that will go there. That shape nearly fits into that shape. But it doesn't. You see, there's only one place. Only one place for these pieces to fit. Exactly.
अनि यो तपाईले चित्र हेर्नु भयो भने यो चित्र सबै ठाउँमा जान्दैन यो चित्र त्यो ठ्याक्क जोडिने ठाउँमा मात्र जोडिन्छ
Oh, are you still struggling with this one?
Yeah.
No. Well, I'll tell you what. See how sometimes we need a little help.
See, this thing here, I'm your own mother. 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 I'm your own mother.
You can't just do it your way. I can't just do it my way.
No.
The only way that works is God's way.
Go
on, Dilip, bring your piece. See what you've got. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Oh, praise God. Just like that. Straight in. No messing. And life is like that when you know the Lord Jesus as your own personal Savior and you've a problem, you've a challenge and a difficulty.
What
do you do? You ask God.
You
get into the Word of God. And He speaks to you. And He gives you the peace. To put in the right place. At the right time. It's the right shape. It's the right color. Amen.
Amen.
This is God at work. What have you got, Ken?
Ken, tapasanga ke cha?
Ray, what have you got? You got an edge? Oh, look at that. He's got an easy one. He's got an easy one. He's obviously been praying, Lord, give me an easy piece. Show me an easy way. There you go, another one. But God wants to be involved all the time in our lives. Let's have a look at Luke chapter 15 and verse 4.
Luke 15:4.
That's it. Luke 15:4. We're going to save that for after later, that bit, okay. Luke chapter 15.
Luke 15:4.
Have you got a piece, Helen? Bring your piece, Helen. Who else has got a piece? Man? You got a piece, man? Yeah? Yeah, but bring your peace.
आउनुस् तपाईहरुको टुक्राहरु लिएर अगाडि आउनुस्.
Have a look and see where we're at. Now we're trying, you see. Are you going to have another go, are you?
He's still...
The guy's... Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. See, God answers prayer straight away. Oh, you got an easy one, didn't you, eh? Oh, boy. We got some challenge on now. Ooh, straight in. Yeah, well done. Oh, yes. Now the picture is beginning to come to shape.
अब यो picture को shape आको छ यो चित्रको.
Shall I turn it round that way? You know, round that way. Glory to God.
Yeah,
can you see the concentration? You know, you can hear it even, the concentration that is going on.
देख्नु भयो तपाईले यो चित्र जोड्नु खोज्दा तपाईले कन्सन्ट्रेट गर्नुहुन्छ. ध्यान दिनुहुन्छ.
Still.
Oh, he's got it.
Oh, hallelujah. So the picture is beginning to appear.
हेर्नुस् चित्र बन्दै गएको छ.
Beginning to appear.
चित्र बन्दै गएको छ.
Who else has got a piece? Come on, you. Come on, man. Three of you. Let's try you three. Suddenly the picture is beginning to appear. Straight in here.
Oh,
look at this. Expert jigsaw players here. Wow. Come on.
Glasses on,
meaning business now. You know, it's like, I'm going to buy it straight in. Hallelujah. Wow. Two pieces missing. Okay. Who's got another piece?
I've got one.
Oh, what?
Making it easy for myself. Yeah. I'll pain within, man.
Go on, man. Let's see. Okay. There is nothing worse than getting to this point of the jigsaw. Put that image up for me. And finding out there's a piece missing.
तपाईले यो पहिला खेल्नु भएको छ भने तपाईले यति परसम्म आइसक्नु भने अन्तिममा चाहिँ त्यो एउटा टुक्रा हराएको छ थाहा पाउनु भयो भने तपाईलाई मनमा कस्तो खुल्दुली हुन्छ नि त.
You spend hours doing it.
तपाईले घण्टौ स्पेन्ड गर्नु हुन्छ यो चित्र जोड्नको लागि.
You have these big jigsaws, you spend hours doing it, and then all of a sudden there's a piece missing.
Oh.
No. Go back to that scripture for me, please. Yeah. This is a story that Jesus told of a man having 100 sheep. Yeah. And one of those sheep is lost. Yeah. One of those sheep is lost.
अनि यहाँ चाहिँ तपाईँले हेर्नुभयो भने लुका 15 4 एउटा कथा भनेको छ. त्यो कथामा चाहिँ अब एउटा अब गोठालोको 100-100 भेडाहरू थियो अनि त्यो 100 भेडामा चाहिँ एउटा भेडा हराउँदा के गर्यो गोठालोले? त्यो एउटा भेडालाई खोज्नु गयो. अनि त्यसै गरी यो हाम्रो चित्रमा पनि त्यो सबैमा चाहिँ यो एउटा भेडा हराएको छ, एउटा भेडा हराएको छ, एउटा टुक्रा हराएको छ.
You would think the man would be happy with the 99 he's got.
अनि तपाईँले सोच्नुहुन्छ होला कि त्यो गोठालो चाहिँ भएको उसको 99 खुसी हुन्छ भनेर.
He's got 99, he's got nearly everything, you would think he would be happy.
उसँग 99 भेडाहरू छन्. तपाईँले सोच्नुभयो भने त्यो एउटा भेडा केही नै के हो र त्यो 99 भेडा छ त्यतिर त पुगिहाल्छ नि भनेर सोच्नुहुन्छ होला.
But the missing piece, the missing sheep, is very important.
तर त्यो एउटा हराएको टुक्रा र त्यो एउटा हराएको भेडा चाहिँ एकदमै महत्त्वपूर्ण छ उसको लागि.
Very important.
एकदमै महत्त्वपूर्ण छ.
In verse 8 of Luke 15 he goes on to tell the story of a woman who had 10 pieces of silver.
अनि लुकाको 15 8 मा तपाईले हेर्नु भयो भने त्यहाँ प्रभु येशू ख्रीष्ट अझै भन्न जान्दै हुनुहुन्छ अनि त्यहाँ चाहिँ उहाँले एउटा हराएको सिक्काको कथा सुनाउँदै हुनुहुन्छ.
And she loses one.
अनि त्यो आइमेले चाहिँ एउटा सिक्का हराउँदछ.
But she still got 9, you'd think she'd be happy.
तर उसँग अझै 9 छ अनि तपाईले सोच्नुहुन्छ होला ऊ त अझै खुसी नै हुनुपर्ने उसँग 9 सिक्का छ.
But she knew that 10 is what she should have.
तर उसलाई थाहा थियो कि उसँग 10 सिक्का हुनु पर्थ्यो भनेर.
And she began to look everywhere.
अनि उसले घरमा सबै ठाउँमा खोज्न थाल्यो.
She began to move the furniture.
उसले घरको फर्निचरहरू हल्लाउँदै हेर्दै खोज्न.
And she began to look in all the bags.
अनि उसले ब्यागहरू खोल्दै खोज्न थाल्यो.
And look in all the pockets.
अनि उसले पकेटहरूमा छाम्दै खोज्न थाल्यो.
And she's trying to find that one piece that is missing. Where is it?
अनि उसले चाहिँ एउटा हराएको सिक्का खोज्न खोजेको थियो. उसले सोध्न थाल्यो त्यो एउटा हराएको सिक्का कता गयो भनेर.
And Jesus is telling the story of his father God.
अनि प्रभुले चाहिँ प्रभु येशू ख्रीष्टले चाहिँ आफ्नो बुवाको बारेमा एउटा कथा सुनाउनु हुँदैछ.
Who's looking for the missing piece.
उहाँले चाहिँ परम परमेश्वर पिताले चाहिँ हामी लागि त्यो हराएको जसरी खोज्नु भएको छ भनेर भन्नुभएको छ.
He's looking for the lost sheep.
उहाँले चाहिँ त्यो हराएको भेडालाई खोजिराख्नु भएको छ.
He's looking for that one which is lost. He's looking for that coin which is lost.
वाले चाहिँ त्यो एउटा हराएकोलाई खोजिराख्नु भएको छ. वाले चाहिँ त्यो एउटा हराएको सिक्कालाई खोजिराख्नु भएको छ.
He says and when he finds it.
अनि यस्तो लेखेको छ जब उसले त्यो हराएको चीज पायो.
He says when he finds it, he picks it up on his shoulders.
अनि त्यहाँ लेखेको छ जब उसले एउटा त्यो हराएको भेडा पाएको छ उसले उसलाई उठाएर आफ्नो काँधमा राखेको छ.
And he brings it back rejoicing.
अनि उसले काँधमा राखेर खुसी हुँदै रमाउँदै ऊ फर्किँदछ भनेर भनेको छ.
Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Man. So, having found the one which was lost.
त्यसैले त्यो एउटा हराएको भेटाउँदा.
He says he brings it home rejoicing, carrying it.
बाइबलमा लेखेको छ ऊ रमाउँदै घर फर्किँदैछ उसलाई उचालेर.
हालेलुया
हालेलुया.
एन्ड दे रिजोइस टुगेदर.
अनि उनीहरू सँगै रमाउँदछ.
हैज अ पिक्चर अफ गॉड.
त्यो प्रभुले हामीलाई दिनुभएको एउटा चित्र हो.
सीकिंग द लॉस्ट शीप.
हराएको भेडालाई खोज्ने.
Seeking the lost soul.
हराएको आत्माहरूलाई खोज्ने.
The missing piece in God's life.
अनि त्यो हराएको कुरा प्रभुको जीवनको.
You see, every one of us is a piece of God.
अनि हामी सबै चाहिँ त्यो प्रभुले जोड्नु भएको एउटा चित्रहरू.
We came from the Father.
हामी प्रभुद्वारा आएका हौँ.
And the Father's life is in us.
अनि प्रभुको जीवन हाम्रो जीवनभित्र छ.
And we belong to the Father. The Bible says everything came from God.
अनि हामी प्रभुका हौँ भने जे जे कुराहरू हामीसँग छ अहिले सबै प्रभुबाट आएको.
Jesus says in John's Gospel, chapter 10 and verse 30.
Yeah, probably यस्तो प्रभु यीशु ख्रीष्ट यो लेख्नु भएको छ योहन्नाको 10 को 30 मा.
I and the Father are one.
म र परम परमेश्वर पिता एउटै हौँ भनेर लेख्नु भएको छ.
We're not separate.
हामी छुट्टा छुट्टै होइनौँ तर हामी एउटै हौँ भनेर.
We're one.
हामी एउटै हौँ भनेर.
This jigsaw.
यो चित्र हेर्दिनुहुन्छ तपाईँले.
Has many pieces.
योसँग छुट्टा छुट्टै टुक्राहरू छ.
When you put them all together.
अनि उनीहरू सबैलाई तपाईँले जोड्न थाल्नुभयो भने.
And you stand back and look at it.
अनि तपाईँ पर गएर हेर्नुभयो भने.
They become one.
उनीहरू एउटा हुँदछ.
They portray a picture and a story.
उनीहरू एउटा हुँदछ. छुट्टा छुट्टै टुक्रा भए पनि अन्तिममा आएर उनीहरू एउटा चित्र बन्दछ.
And so God is looking for each and every one of us.
त्यसै गरी प्रभुले पनि हामीलाई भित्री रूपमा हेर्नु भएको छ.
And Jesus reminds his disciples, do you not believe that I am in the Father and that the Father is in me?
अनि यहाँ चाहिँ प्रभु यीशु ख्रीष्टले आफ्नो चेलाहरूलाई बताउँदै हुनुहुन्छ कि तिमीहरू विश्वास गर्दैनौ म मेरो पिता भित्र छु र पिता म भित्र हुनुहुन्छ भनेर.
God is in you.
प्रभु तपाईँको भित्र हुनुहुन्छ.
And you are in God.
अनि तपाईँ प्रभुको भित्र हुनुहुन्छ.
Amen.
Amen.
This is what, and you see, to stay in that situation, to stay in that state.
अनि हामीलाई चाहिँ त्यो सिचुएसन र त्यो ठाउँमा हुनको लागि.
We have to know the word of God.
हामीलाई चाहिँ प्रभुको वचन भित्री रूपमा थाहा हुनु पर्दछ.
We have to spend time talking with God.
हामीले प्रभुसँग समय समयमा समय बिताउनु पर्दछ.
And we have to let God talk to us.
अनि हामीले चाहिँ प्रभुलाई हामीसँग बोल्न दिनु पर्दछ.
And then when that begins to happen,
अनि जब त्यो हुँदै जान्दछ,
the pieces that are missing in our life begin to be revealed to us.
अनि हाम्रो जीवनमा त्यो हराएको टुक्राहरु जोडेर एउटा हुन जान्दछ.
And so when we open the Bible,
त्यसैगरी जब हामी हाम्रो बाइबल पढ्दछौँ,
the promises of God come out to us, the truth of God comes to us.
अनि प्रभुले हामीलाई दिनुभएको वचन एक्कासी हामीसँग बोल्न थाल्दछ.
And as we spend time in prayer and reading the word of God and in the presence of God,
अनि जब हामी प्रभुसँग समय बिताउन थाल्छौँ, अनि जब हामी प्रभुको वचन हेर्न थाल्छौँ, हामी प्रभुमा एक हुँदै जान्दछौँ.
All of a sudden,
and ekasi,
the picture is complete.
अनि जब हामी प्रभुसँग एक हुँदछौँ, त्यति बेला हाम्रो जीवन पनि यो चित्र जस्तो कम्प्लिट हुँदछ.
When you involve God,
जब हामी प्रभुको जीवनसँग हामी इन्भल्भ हुन्छौँ,
in every aspect of your life,
अनि हाम्रो सबै कुराभित्र,
the picture will come complete.
जब हामी प्रभुसँग एक हुँदछौँ,
your life will be complete.
हाम्रो जीवन,
silver and gold and things and houses and all these other things do not fill that space.
पैसा, सुन, चाँदी तिनीहरू सबैले हामीलाई त्यो हराएको त्यो भित्रको कुरामा हामीलाई भरिपूर्ण र हामीलाई पूर्ण पार्न सक्दैन.
In this jigsaw, there's only one shape.
अनि यो टुक्राको चाहिँ एउटा मात्र आकार छ.
That fits in this place.
जुन चाहिँ यो चित्रभित्र.
There's only one way it fits.
यो चाहिँ एउटा तरिकाले मात्र छिर्दछ.
And for you and for me.
त्यसै गरी तपाईँ र मलाई पनि.
There is a shape in our lives that is a God shape.
अनि हाम्रो मुटुभित्र पनि एउटा त्यो खालीपना छ जुन.
And the only thing that will fit, the only thing will make it complete, the only thing that will hold things together is God.
अनि त्यो आकार र त्यो खालीपनामा पूर्ण हुनको लागि एउटा कुरा मात्र छ, त्यो चाहिँ प्रभु यीशु ख्रीष्ट हुनुहुन्छ.
It's having the Father abiding.
अनि यो चाहिँ के हो भने चाहिँ परम प्रभु पिता हामी भित्र एक हुनको लागि हो.
It's having the Father living with us.
अनि यो चाहिँ प्रभु हामी भित्र हुनको लागि हो.
And it's you and I living with the Father.
अनि यो चाहिँ तपाईँ र हामी प्रभुसँग बस्नको लागि हो. Amen.
Praise God. So let me encourage you today. If you want to live a satisfied life, if you want to live a fulfilled life, then you need to have Jesus in his rightful place.
तपाईको जीवनमा तपाईले के अधुरोपना महसुस गर्नु भएको छ भने त्यो भित्र खालीपनामा त्यो पूर्णता आएको छ छैन भने त्यो चाहिँ परम प्रभु येशू ख्रीष्टसँग तपाई जब एक हुनुहुन्छ तब तपाईको त्यो खालीपना भित्र त्यो पूर्ण हुनेछ
and if you've not done that today
तपाईले त्यो आज गर्नु भएको छैन भने
I would just encourage you to do that
तपाईलाई आज हौसला बढाउन चाहन्छु त्यो गर्न थाल्नुहोस्
and to know the presence of God because he will then make your future come to pass And you will be satisfied with all the things that God gives to you.
Amen.
Amen. Let's just bow our heads in prayer a moment. And Father, we pray right now, as we bow before you. Lord, we pray that everyone, Lord, would have you in their lives, that Lord, you would be that peace, that masterpiece yes. that holds all things together. And Father, I pray that you would just minister to each and every one of us. And I pray for any this day who have not yet received you and made you Lord of their life, that this will be the day yes. that they would do it. Yes. Father, in Jesus' name I ask it. Amen. Just keep your heads bowed for a moment. Let's just wait on the presence of the Lord. And if there's any here today who's not accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior, then I ask you, let him become the key piece in your life today.
So
while every head is bowed and every eye is closed, And I just ask if there's anybody here who's never asked the Lord Jesus to come into their life and made him the center of all things. If you want Jesus today, would you just raise that hand? Amen. Thank you, Lord. Father, we just pray for hands raised that as a commitment and a desire to follow you. Yeah. And we pray, O God, that you would cause them to know your presence in a greater way. And Father, they would know that you, Lord, miss them so much in your life. Yeah. And Father, I pray that they would know your presence yes. as they have missed you so much in their life, Father. And I pray that from this day forward, they would know a greater presence and a contact with you. And they would hear your voice clearly speaking to them, Father.